Welcome to St. Michael's Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Virts, entitled Commitment.
Exodus chapter 19. At the third new moon, after the Israelites had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that very day, they came into the wilderness of Sinai. They had journeyed from Rephidim, entered the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, and you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites." So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." Moses reported the words of the Lord, words of the people to the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am going to come to you in a dense cloud, in order that the people may hear when I speak with you, and so trust you forever or ever after." When Moses had told the words of the people to the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes and prepare for the third day, because on the third day the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai, in the sight of all the people. You shall set limits for the people all around, saying, be careful not to go up the mountain or touch the edge of it. Any who touch the mountain shall be put to death. No hand shall touch them, but they shall be stoned or shot with arrows, whether animal or human being. They shall not live. When the trumpet sounds a long blast, they may go up on the mountain." So Moses went down from the mountain to the people. He consecrated the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said to the people, "Prepare for the third day. Do not go near a woman."
Thank you very much. And our New Testament reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, and is the first 25 verse.
Many had undertaken to draw up an account of the things that had been fulfilled amongst us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the world. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have seen taught. The birth of John the Baptist were told. In the time of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife also was a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all God's commandments and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty, and he was serving as priest before God. He was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of the incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right-hand side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife shall bear you a son, and you will call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drinks, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make many a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well on in years." Then the angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appropriate time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people. This is the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God. Thank you very much, Leslie. And thank you, Marilyn, for those readings. So I said that my kind of reflection is very short, and hopefully you have something also to share. And what's this idea of journey? We at this stage, we haven't read much for the last 2 weeks, so we kind of getting into the middle of a story, which is Israel's being freed from the time of slavery in Egypt, being led by God through the Jordan into the desert, and they are now at the foot of a mountain where they're going to receive God's instructions, what we called often the Ten Commandments, but they're actually 10 words. And so God is making the words, the theological word here is a covenant. He's making it's more than a contract. It's a relational commitment with the people of Israel. And that commitment of God and the commitment he wants to see from the people of Israel is based on God's grace and God's action. They've been on a journey, and in a sense, God says to them, "Look back, you have seen what I've done on your behalf. You have seen the miracles, you have seen my protection, you have seen how I have freed you from that time of slavery." And that kind of phrase is a beautiful phrase, how I bore you on eagle's wing and brought you to myself. that was at the heart of what it meant to be called Israel. They were the people who had been rescued, born on eagle's wings and brought to God himself by grace. Another proper response was to hear his voice and to follow him, to obey him. Obeying is in a sense of following his instructions, which would be summarized in the 10 words and in a way of living that was quite different from the cultures around. And so on Sunday, we were encouraged to think about our own story, how we have experienced God, how we have experienced him, in a sense also carrying us on eagle's wings and bringing us to himself. And that testimony, we can share it with others. I think on reflections, often I reflect after I talked in the morning, and I'm often very critical of myself, too much, most probably. And I thought, oh, I forgot to say about in that passage of, you know, Jesus was surrounded and was very popular among all the outcasts of his days. And of course, there were then those two parables that he speaks about, the lost and the found. And at the heart of the parable is this words rejoice. It's full of rejoicing when the person who had lost his sheep find his lost sheep. He goes back to his neighbors and says, look, I found it, with great rejoicing. And the same with this lady who had lost a golden coin, which at the day was very expensive and a few months' salary. When she found it back, she again went to her neighbors to say, I found it, and rejoice. So there is the earthly rejoicing, but in those passages, there also says that the whole of heaven rejoice at one person who is found by God and starts following him. And that should excite us when we share our testimonies, or when we pray for opportunities to share our story, and when also as a church community we grow in our commissioning to be light and to be salt and to be a witness, to have that at the heart, at the core of our mission, to find ways to connect with our community, our neighbor, to find ways to relate the message with words that can speak life into them. So how have you been brought by God on eagle's wing? How has he brought you to himself, and how he continues to minister to you? And how do you hear his voice and follow in the footsteps of his son? The promise in that passage is that you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. We need to let, as Christians, that sink. We are now God's treasured possessions, his daughters and sons, with an incredible message. It's not our message, it's God's message to share. Yes, we share it in earthly vessels. We are cracked and weak, and but that's the way God is working. He can use each and everyone for his glory. He only wants us to be available, to be prayerful, and to follow his path. So that's kind of my little contribution for today. I wonder if there is something that brought you an encouragement or thoughts that you want to share.
Yes, I've just been thinking with Israel and just God's promises here, that they are his treasured possession as well, and how we just need to pray for them and pray for wisdom for their leaders, and being thankful that nothing terrible really happened on Saturday night. So that's on my heart.
Thank you. Lynn, I know you are sharing something, but we can't hear you.
Sorry. I don't know if it's worth sharing. Yeah. I'm always very, it's answering the call, really. And I'm always very mindful of the parable that Jesus gave of the scattering of the seed, you know, and it's so much where it falls and what have you. And that I'm always very mindful, we just don't know what seeds we do scatter. And sometimes we can get really quite het up that, oh, I can't do this, you know, I can't do the da-da-da-da. I need to be like a preacher or something. Actually, we don't. We just need to walk the talk, just live a Christian life, and the seeds will fall. And we won't ever know whether they, you know, they flourish, but some will flourish. But our job is to scatter the seed and not to be nervous of it. And it doesn't have to be in a big flamboyant way. It's the little kindnesses that actually are the gems. And we can all do that, and we can all share that. And so it's answering his call and making a commitment. And I'm a reflector. And so I've received calls, but I haven't immediately answered that call. I usually wait a while, and for sure, if it's to be, he will give me a nudge in another way. So it's not being dismissive. I think it's not being reactive. It's just meditating, really, and being quiet and listening. And he will use us all in his own way. We're not to worry about it. We're not failures. we are God's children, and he will just use us. Anyway, that was my thought.
Thank you. Good. Well, let's take a time of prayer as we pray for the day and its task, for the world and its needs, and for the church, our local church, and the national and world church and her life. Let's pray.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.